All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and we are up to week number 14, as it is definitely stretch run time in the National Football League regular season. Now, with my picks in week number 13, I went 9-7, which, of course, is good enough to win the NFC East this year, but I definitely want to improve off of that for week number 14. Got things started on the right foot this past Thursday night when I picked the Arizona Cardinals to win at home over the Minnesota Vikings, and now the Cardinals are postseason bound. So you have to give a ton of credit to what head coach Bruce Arians is doing out there in the desert. But with 14 games on tap for Sunday as well as a Monday night affair, here are my remaining picks for week number 14 in the National Football League. Now I'm going to get started with the Buffalo Bills traveling to the city of brotherly love to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, and there will be no love lost in this affair. This past offseason saw Philadelphia Eagles head coach slash general manager Chip Kelly trade the franchise's all-time leading rusher in LeSean McCoy to the Buffalo Bills. McCoy wasn't thrilled about it then, and he definitely is not thrilled about it now. Now McCoy is playing for a head coach, Rex Ryan, that loves to use extra things to motivate his players. And I guarantee you, he has purposely gotten under the skin of McCoy this week in practice to make sure that he goes out there and tries to torch the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, defensively, the Eagles have had their question marks all season long. They typically do not win the time of possession battle as a team under Chip Kelly, and that is something that is going to work to the Buffalo Bills' advantage because they want to run the football and impose their will on the opponent. Thus, I'm going to take Buffalo on the road in this one by the score of 30-23. Now, it's the San Francisco 49ers with a record of 4-8, traveling to Cleveland to take on the 2-10 Browns, and this is all about draft position right here. The Browns are 1-5 at home, while the 49ers are 1-5 away. So something has to give in this game, but don't look now. The 49ers have actually been playing as a better team with Blaine Gabbert as their starting quarterback. And, you know, he has really rallied this team, while the Cleveland Browns simply seem to be going nowhere. Once again, questions at quarterback, questions at head coach, questions at general manager. Just put a big time question mark in front of this Cleveland Browns franchise. Thus, I'm going to take the 49ers on the road in this one by the score of 24-23. Now, two teams that had playoff aspirations back in September are the Detroit Lions and St. Louis Rams. Unfortunately for their respective cases, they come into week 14 each possessing a record of 4-8. Now, for the Lions, they're 1-4 away from Ford Field. They've had problems running the football all year long, which means that they are going to rely on Matthew Stafford, their quarterback, to bail them out. And the problem is this: for Stafford, against this fierce pass rush of the Rams, it is going to be a problem. Now, on the flip side for St. Louis and their offense, it looks like it's going to be Case Keenum at starting quarterback for them. And this Detroit Lions defense has been playing better in recent weeks. This game simply is going to come down to special teams, field position, and whoever does the better job of protecting the football. But I think this Rams defense, along with Tavon Austin, are going to be the difference in this one. And I'm going to take St. Louis at home by the score of 26-20. Now it's the 6-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers welcoming the 4-8 New Orleans Saints to town. And for Tampa, a victory right here will put them over 500 and get them right into the thick of things as far as a wild card spot in the NFC. You look at this Tampa Bay team and you look at the maturation process of their rookie quarterback in Jameis Winston, who right now is the front runner to be the NFL's offensive rookie of the year, and he's going up against one of the worst defenses in football. Now, defensively for the Bucs, they are starting to gel in that cover two scheme under head coach Lovie Smith. And this young Bucs team is really beginning to feel themselves and gain some confidence. Thus, I'm going to take Tampa Bay at home in this one by the score of 27-20. Now at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the 7-5 New York Jets welcoming the 3-9 Tennessee Titans to town. Now it's the second straight game for the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Of course, they defeated the New York Giants last week, albeit the Jets were the designated road team in that affair. You look at this Jets defense, and they can put some pressure on opposing offenses, and I expect them to turn it up a notch against Titans rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota in this one. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Jets starting quarterback, has been a little bit out of his element this year because he has been passing more, and he has the right to, especially since you have Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker at wide receiver. But the Jets offensively cannot forget about the running game and Chris Ivory in this one. The Jets are favored by 8 points. And typically, historically, with the Jets, you know, when they are favored big time, they tend to have a letdown. But I don't think that is going to be the case in this one under head coach Todd Bowles. And I'm going to take Gangrene at home by the score of 31-17. Now, a big one in Cincinnati is the 10-2 Bengals welcome the 7-5 Pittsburgh Steelers to town. And a victory right here by the Cincinnati Bengals will clinch the AFC North title for them. But they face an age-old nemesis in the Pittsburgh Steelers. These two teams did meet earlier this season in Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati was able to go on the road and get the best of the black and gold. And I guarantee you that Pittsburgh and head coach Mike Tomlin have not forgotten. Now, you look at this Pittsburgh Steelers offense, and they are beginning to really get on a roll with Big Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback and, of course, Antonio Brown at wide receiver. And you cannot forget about the season that D'Angelo Williams is having at running back for Pittsburgh. Now, you look at the Bengals and their offense going up against this Pittsburgh Steelers defense, and Pittsburgh's defense has been up and down this year, but at the same time, they can force Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton into making some mistakes. Thus, I'm going to take the Steelers on the road in this one by the score of 27-22. Now, it's the 6-6 Indianapolis Colts traveling to take on the 4-8 Jacksonville Jaguars. And it was a few weeks ago that Jacksonville looked like they were a victory away from taking that next step and getting into the postseason discussion. But ever since then, the young Jaguars have regressed, while the Colts are staying afloat with veteran Matthew Hasselbeck at quarterback. And you look at this Colts team right now, it hasn't been pretty at times this year, but they find themselves in first place in their AFC South division, and I don't see them taking the foot off of the throttle on this one. Thus, I'm going to take Indy on the road in a tight one by the score of 23-20. Now, in the heartland at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, it is the 7-5 Chiefs hosting the 3-9 San Diego Chargers. And these two teams did meet a few weeks ago out in San Diego, and Kansas City's defense basically could have won this game for them by themselves. You look at the running game for Kansas City with Spencer Ware and Charcandrick West at running backs. Alex Smith is a quarterback who has done a tremendous job in protecting the football, and you have a front seven for Kansas City that can put pressure on quarterbacks. You look at the San Diego offensive line, they're in shambles while quarterback Phillip Rivers is simply running for his life. When you put all of that together, this is not going to be a pretty day for the Lightning Bolts. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 34-17. Now, in the Windy City, it's the 5-7 Chicago Bears hosting the 5-7 Washington Redskins. Chicago comes into this game favored by 3.5 over Washington. But something has to give in this game, and the reason why I say it is this. Washington is winless on the road this year, while Chicago is only 1-5 at home. But you look at the Bears, and you know, they're a team, they've simply just done a job of hanging around this year. They didn't start off strong, they were 0-3, they got back to 500, and then they regressed. They were on the cusp of getting back to 500 once again, and they regressed. And they lost at home last week to the San Francisco 49ers in shocking fashion. But the Bears have not wilted under head coach John Fox. And I say that because when they've been down, they find a way to get back up. Now for Washington, they suffered a tough loss at home this past Monday night versus the Dallas Cowboys. And it was an opportunity for them to really assert themselves and take control of the NFC East, and they failed to do it. And you just have to wonder if this team under head coach Jay Gruden will find a way to get back to the drawing board and get back on track for a pivotal game. This game will come down to turnovers. Whichever quarterback, whether it's Jay Cutler for the Bears or Kirk Cousins for Washington, which one of them is going to do the better job from protecting the football? I think Chicago does it, and they win a tight one by the score of 24-23. Now in Charlotte, it's the 12-0 Carolina Panthers hosting the 6-6 Atlanta Falcons. And 2 months ago, it looked like this game was going to decide the winner of the NFC South. And the reason why I say that is because both of these teams began the year with a record of 5-0. But it's the Falcons who have really taken a huge step backwards, while you have Carolina and they just simply continue to roll. It's that powerful running game for the Carolina Panthers with quarterback Cam Newton and, of course, running back Jonathan Stewart. And you look at this defense at every single level for Carolina. They have playmakers and they have the ability to force turnovers. Once you factor in the fact that Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan has regressed as the season has gone along, he's already thrown 13 interceptions. And once you put that into him going up against a very tough and stingy Carolina defense, this is not going to be a good day for the folks in Atlanta. Thus, I'm going to take the Panthers at home to roll by the score of 37-17. Now, it's the 7-5 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 4-8 Baltimore Ravens. And since 2012, each of these teams have won a Super Bowl, but right now, the Ravens don't look anywhere near like the team that won the championship a few years ago between retirement and injuries. The Seahawks, on the other hand, after their slow start, they have turned it around. They found their energy. They found their mojo and all of that other good stuff. And right now, the Seahawks are going to be a very dangerous team coming down the stretch. You look at this Legion of Boom secondary going up against Ravens quarterback Matt Schaub, who has a history throughout his career of turning the football over. And if you go back a few years when Schaub was the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans, he threw a critical pick six against the Seattle Seahawks that was returned by cornerback Richard Sherman. I see Schaub turning the football over in this game several times, and Seattle will capitalize as they will win by the score of 27-13. Now, it's the 10-2 Denver Broncos hosting the 5-7 Oakland Raiders. And a victory by the Broncos coupled with a Kansas City Chiefs loss will give Denver the AFC West crown. But you look at the way how this team has played with Brock Osweiler as their quarterback over the past few weeks. The running game has really picked it up while their defense has been rock solid. But this Oakland Raiders team, they're like that pesky gnat that you simply cannot get away from, as head coach Jack Del Rio is attempting to change the culture. These two teams did meet earlier in the year, and Oakland gave Denver all that they can handle. They're going to put up a fight once again, but Denver right now is the better team, and I'm going to take the Broncos at home by the score of 24-20. Now, at Lambeau Field, it will be the 4-8 Dallas Cowboys traveling to meet the 8-4 Green Bay Packers. And after a blip on the radar, the Packers have really, you know, they look like they're ready to turn it on. And I say that because they had that momentum after getting that comeback victory on that miraculous Hail Mary by quarterback Aaron Rodgers last week. And over these next 4 weeks, if the Packers can really turn it up to where they were early in the season, they can go back to being that Super Bowl favorite that a lot of people like myself expected them to be. But you look at this Dallas Cowboys team, they're not going to roll over for them. You have a veteran quarterback in Matt Castle who's seen his fair share of ups and downs in the National Football League. While the Cowboys, they have some veterans on this team, and they also have a defense that knows a thing or two about turning turnovers and forcing pressure on opposing quarterbacks, which means that this Packers offensive line, which has had question marks, must find a way to protect quarterback Aaron Rodgers. But the Packers defense can put some pressure on opposing quarterbacks as well. And I look for Green Bay to try to go out there and stop this Dallas running attack and running back Darren McFadden and make Castle beat them with plays from within the pocket. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay at home in this one by the score of 27-16. Now, on Sunday Night Football, it's the 10-2 New England Patriots traveling to take on the 6-6 Houston Texans. And it is a bit of a reunion here as Bill O'Brien, the current head coach of the Houston Texans, was once the quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. along with the fact that Vince Wilfork, the starting nose tackle for the Texans, was a big-time member of the Patriots for the past decade. But you look at New England and all of the injuries that they find themselves dealing with right now. They still have Tom Brady at quarterback, and they still have Bill Belichick as their head coach. And these two will find a way to will that locker room to go out there and give everything that they have and then some. It's not going to be pretty, but New England will squeak out a victory by the score of 23-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's the 5-7 New York Giants taking on the 5-7 Miami Dolphins. You have mediocre football here at its best, and the reason why I say that is the Dolphins, they've been a bad team all season long, while the Giants simply have consistently found ways to squander games, as they've blown 5 fourth quarter leads this year, and that's not in any way to get it done. But luckily for their sake, they're still in the NFC East. Now, you look at the Giants, and they have to find a way to run the football because it's too much on quarterback Eli Manning and wide receiver Odell Beckham. And the problem is, especially once they get into the red zone, they don't have somebody else that can step up and make a play. So it is imperative for the Giants to find a way to run the football. Defensively, they have had their struggles putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And more importantly, they have a problem enforcing three and outs from other teams. They simply have been unable to do it all year. Now, for Miami, which Miami team is going to show up? When Dan Campbell took over as the interim head coach, there was more of a swagger that came back to this team. But since then, it has waned. Miami is coming off of a victory last week at home against the Baltimore Ravens. And for them to get back into the winner's circle for the second consecutive week, you'll need quarterback Ryan Tannehill to go out there and protect the football, while you will also need this defense to live up to their expectations in the preseason and put some pressure on Eli Manning and this questionable Giants offensive line that is in front of him. The Giants right now, I think, led by head coach Tom Coughlin, are the more mentally tough team. And this won't be a game that a lot of people will write home about, but I'm going to take the Giants on the road by the score of 24-19. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 14, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action for week number 14 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.